What the hell are we for, except for what's out there for? expecting it, so.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's exactly what I expected.
But the point is that the General Roberts and General Roberts and the rest, but they accomplished their mission. They can't accomplish their mission without some ships, correct?
No, no, sir.
You haven't seen that.
Yeah. And I was, I thought a very professional operation, and if you did not have the courage to do that, the president would still be fooling around his problem.
And they, that of course can also have had a very sobering effect on us. Check on the Russians, they've got a big effect on something. Of course, they have, always, the thing that really is very good, as Joan said, the part of the world. They have to learn about that now. The Indians, the
Jets, and the Australians. Jeremy Smith making a speech in our own country about this.
What is there?
On the solar bombing, I thought the Germans were all people.
But only the British.
Yes. And the Portuguese, and the Greeks, and the Turks.
The Greeks, the Turks, the Portuguese.
Spanish, and then?
Both Greeks.
But it was the right thing to do.
How about Latin Americans? Well, the Brazilians should have, I guess.
Yes, I don't think we have much influence on Latin America. Mostly about the socialist countries in Europe.
Socialist Europe.
But they just kind of changed the government, and I had met a lot of people I've been down there begging me not to accept this.
The Australians?
Yes, that I can have.
Boy, I think they, I bet you right now that Australians are proud, fighting kind of people. Our affairs is all about it. It's almost in, don't you mention all history?
All real American, very, very small. So that's no problem.
How about the Canadian military? Are they a little very over
yes, very.
How are your relations with that?
Excellent.
Very important for you to be on all our military missions. Regardless of what these people and visitors say about the best tie, I'm afraid we've got one of these countries to the next minute. And well, there's the military, the military just got there with us every place.
Yes. Well, my office in Canada. The one that convinced the Canadians to go ahead and participate in ICTS. They had a conference to stay up to the Prairie Park tonight to try and make this decision. Really, they were being conditional about it. So, but he had a certain entity called Boy buying in the United States Marine. But the Canadian military,
real solid, they had on. The European military, correct?
Yes, sir, I think so. I think so, without a doubt. The possible exception that, well, even the names, even the names are.
Those socialist countries.
You know, the president, they have this, the coalition governments, and one vote.
That's right.
So, they have to be very sensitive and nervous in every little move.
One thing in order to do this is, you know, we're in Iowa. Different my problems at different times. And you know, you see your egg report back kind of tied.
No, sir, I did not. But I have to feel more after this.
Well, it's an interesting thing.
I've got the enemy on the place today.
So many of those countries, so a lot of you that come out of this are not come out of the malice. This attitude is that, well, the United States, so the struggle on that, so worried about the gratification.
Very hard about the two that you mentioned. The president of the two I go in advance was said that. They've always talked like that, but he is. I don't know how I can do anything safe. I had to land, I will, and done with the night. And we got the plane that was in, which was quite different. And we apologized for that. Even the one that was the suggestion that they should negotiate with China. I don't think that these two people, if you think really the representative will not vote for it.
What is getting back to the state of everything? One personal thing. You're not saying about this, but we'll get out of this. You may have noted the picture of the wood getting the white hands in this morning too.
Yes, and he sent a file, yeah. That was all
what I did, actually. I thought about lawyers. What I had done is or sons, or wife, or mother, whatever they had, or provide they that they're the man. Some of that could change the military career.
Oh, yes, sir.
I know the commissioner sent a wire.
Yes, sir.
That there was
a great project. You'll get it.
You must have called me.
You know it. Yes, sir. And I know
you met recently.
Years ago. And then that first boy on the plane, I was in command of the plane when he was captured. And then to maintain contact with his wife and several children, and had him over my house several times. And I had the pleasure of calling her, telling her that he was in the first group. So I got a tremendous amount of pleasure on that.
I called Mr. Matthews,
very small,
I mean, that's your whole American. But these guys had no other bombs. And that's why they were there.
Well, that's their thing.
Something they were told when they got out.
No, they knew the medicine sales were here that they were speaking to.
How do they know that? Can they tell them?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Rather than what Bill and 26 of the Simpsons put 116 men in the field and sold 300 tactical aircraft over the last 30 minutes. I doubt they got a window left. But on the same time, the damage to the city is very, very minor. You know, I had to make a picture thing over our friend 7 years. So it's bugging me about the job of this commission. I'm real thankful. I'm sure that, all these allegations about carpet bombing and city bombing and so on were totally unfounded. These people are mad.
Did you say something?
Yes, sir. And then he got on me about, the one B-52, man is in corner A. I said, yes, but there were 1,520 that had those sort of fields. So I said, my experience in World War II, this is outstanding, right? Because in World War II, we had many more percentage-wise refused those. And I said, we should talk about the one potential, not the one man in
Well, another thing this does, which I'm sure you're aware of, is that sort of courier's way, this country holds two groups. And if you're a fucking order, something less but in this way, these guys come home and they're heroes. I mean, they could have come home if we had not. Got a decent sight. These guys wouldn't have come home with their heads high with it.
They would not have
been a traitor. safety for a bug out.
Well, if they are, like, he could bring this back. When they say, and after the 26th, we had to up a hand over to the Army, and we feel that we beat the North Vietnamese in military terms. That's one of the reasons we're coming off of
election after your briefing.
That's my briefing officer's debrief. Colonel Lamb will debrief all of the, this is the general attitude of those who are in the first row. They would have never had that attitude. They never would have come off of living. They came in, they had steel armaments when I was there, all their new uniforms on, looking smart. They were delighted that we provided the uniforms, and they just put the other side chain, parents, military bearings on. Now, all this means something. People, you know, ridicule it, but it means a lot to military men's morale and bearing and core pride. And that's just one point you made. And we just bugged out. They would never have that feeling.
I was going to ask you, what if anything you about these men? I don't really, we obviously provide, as I heard, $5 a day. That is so damn ridiculous and bold that I don't know, I spoke somebody from Congress today, something about it. It's just that I'm off the lights off for them. Put them off the rails at $5 a day for a period of time.
Yeah,
sure, I don't know. Is that
answer? I said that, but that was it. That paid, that pay was passed on to them. Yes.
They were paid, but they were in prison. Yes, they got a $5 a day bonus.
Yes.
It's very much good.
And I think the Congress would be certainly available to some recommendations. Now, what were you going to do?
I was going to ask you about whether you had other terms of recommendations. That's my other interest.
Well, yes, sir. We're going to handle them on a case-by-case basis. We're going to give them legal advice, and we're giving them options with respect to their careers, let them go through postgraduate school, war colleges, choice of duty. I think that there's nothing we can do that will limit the laws we're not going to perform.
What about the, is it appropriate at all? Never thought of it, but you know, providing a kind of declaration, recognition, so like that, or that would not be a way
to do it. Well, I think that
they all, of course, will have to change their mind on the margin already, but I just wondered if I thought that I just want to say something about a presidential subject.
Give me a presidential citation.
I can get a presidential citation.
I will.
Why don't you take a, why don't you go over there with your clerk and say, Mr. Buckley, quote me in proper fashion, make an individual, and then connect an individual citation.
Yes.
Well, with
the Frank Rivera. We can Frank Rivera for a presidential citation.
Yes. If you would think about that, and of course, we're still around in our shop. I'd like to get your thoughts on that, because I have a presidential citation and a written complaint. This would be generally something that's, these prisoners, of course, the imagination of the American people like nobody else has.
Well, that's yeah, it's been
long,
it's been
a very long time. And they are, they're almost getting the recognition of the star here.
I kind of take a ribbon
of the label of the star green here and all that. It's a star.
See you thought, Mr. Buckley. I think the citation was a little bit more expensive.
All right.
You cite them for the bravery of
right.
Yes. And the law and so on.
Very great stress.
Very great stress. It's a very different that would not necessarily, you know, put you in the giving them a medal for being
exactly
that.
That's right.
Performance.
That's right, exactly. That's what you should think of. So I wouldn't want to do anything with the job of the sort of a medal for being a citation. It's a presidential citation. I mean, you're trying to ribbon the citation.
expensive, and it's a bank.
But the only thing is, on the money side, I wouldn't want to have one of those jackass instruments in Congress come up with it. I'd say, $10 or $5 or something like that. Talk that over to the people, whether we ever get to $5 a day, that how far back does that go? $5 for a work is not $10.
Right.
And you might think in terms of that, but again, you've got to weigh it against
I'll listen. The man is just in court time,
right? But I'd like to see what their people talk to the chiefs about, what they would recommend. They don't like it. See, one of the things I think this does is terribly important, and one of the things is the way he's been trying to finish this war, I want to say. Among many other things, first, we have to keep our position in self-defense, respecting our. Very good. careless of what I'm going to ask. I mean, could we have a presidential citation or an effort with the structure? I'll call on you. Give me an idea of what you recommend. So, I know this is a little quick, but I think I want to do it before the Congress does this. Everybody's going to want to get this back. Another thing I wanted to show you that we're going to follow a different pattern here. I feel that I'm not going to be any problem with it, I'm
29th. It says that, due to the strength of the American people, the bombing has been stopped. It says, you want to watch that guy naked? Of the American people be mine, but you gotta watch Nixon, so you never know what he's gonna do.
Another thing I want you to do is this. I talked to the
we can't dictate